All right, so video 2 of 10, source code, seeing past space time. I'm gonna follow through on this series for sure. So let's look at the red versus the blue. So the red versus the blue, I don't care where you're looking at it, at politics, football, basketball, soccer, anything that has a red jersey versus a blue jersey, or a red versus blue, you know. Now in the horizontal plane, you know that red versus blue in the political is left versus right, right? And your body has a left hand and a right hand. Your body has the flesh versus the spirit, right? So on a horizontal plane, you can see the red versus blue, but on a vertical plane, you can see the red versus blue. Now, what's the difference? The horizontal plane is the 3D experience. The vertical plane is the flesh versus spirit. I got this old guy behind me in a truck playing his music real loud. Now, how stupid is that? You know, driving a red truck. So the horizontal plane is the red versus blue. You have to, while I'm talking, I'm gonna be talking about the horizontal plane right now. So when two football teams are facing off with each other, face to face, ace to ace, one to one, what are they doing? They're rivals, but they're also each other's best friend. They are rivals, but they're also each other's best friend. You might say, well, how can your rival be your best friend? Because when you're facing off with an equal, face to face, ace to ace, one to one, you're facing off with an equal down here. The baby's being birthed, pushing out to the next level. The other team is making the other team stronger, and vice versa. So each team is pushing the other team higher. That's why on a football team, you know, you have somebody hits somebody and there's a fumble, right? The baby pops out, right? The baby pops out. Let's say there's a relationship and somebody fumbles it. And they project onto you their junk. They project onto you their junk or their history or their past. So what happens? It breaks down. Let's say the relationship breaks down and breaks apart. Somebody fumbled the ball. Both people grow. Hopefully they grow together and start to be introspective instead of blaming somebody else and look at their own junk. But most of the time you're dealing with a narcissist these days, and they cannot be introspective because they got to be God. They got a God complex, and they're usually playing two or three anyway. And so when you got a team, basketball, football, red, all you have to do is take the jersey, the red jersey off of one and put it on the other one, and the blue jersey off the other one, put it on back on the other one. And so you've got red versus blue, no matter who's playing on the football field or the basketball court or whatever. The defense becomes the offense, and the offense becomes the defense. So there's a back and forth. And if you pay attention, for some reason, the birds are doing it right now. They're facing off with each other, dancing like a mirror, you know. And so when you're facing off with another person, you're actually being mirrored. And if one of them's telling the truth, it's going to push the other one higher. And if the other one's telling the truth, it's going to push the other one higher. Here's the thing. A lot of people project onto you something that they believe, which is not even anything close to what you believe. So like us who hit source code, we're rubbing shoulders with people who are still caught up in 3D, and we're looking at life from the 5D, and they think we're doing something wrong, and we're not. We're just chilling. We go to work, we go home. We go to work, we go home. We meditate. We're chilling. We like our peace. We like our meditation time. Because meditation time, to get the source code, it might take you 10 years. And you're going to have to cut the music off. Some people might be able to do it without cutting the music and the TV off, but I never could, because I don't like distractions when I'm thinking. That's why when I'm driving down the highway, it just flows easier, because I'm so focused on staying safe. I only have one distraction. Stay safe. Stay safe on the highway. And so I'm talking in a flow state. So why is understanding the red versus blue important? The reason is, it helps you not to hate your neighbor. It helps you to love your neighbor as yourself. It helps you to see that they're just a different version of you. And every person is per the sun, by the sun, from the sun. And so every person is from the sun. So every person you look at is a different version of yourself. And some of them are on the same path as you, and some people step off the path and they go the other way and they want to be their own God. So you're either moving towards the path of worshiping God, because who wants to worship the flesh? The flesh is nothing but sin. In sin did my mother conceive me, the Bible says. Man born of woman is full of trouble as the sparks fly upward. So the more people you start adding into the mix, the more trouble and chaos and drama that happens. And so the less people you have in your circle, you're going to be happier. I've had 10,000 subscribers on another channel, and YouTube shut me down for saying the C word. So anyway, or some kind of word. I can't remember what word it was. Probably the C word. But anyway, when you have I used to look at these small churches and I thought, man, y'all could reach so many more people. But the more people you add, the more insanity, the more drama. Now, you do learn a lot, because as the devil is attacking you, you're learning the strategies of the devil. And because I've already dealt with the drama, one of the reasons I went online is to try to figure out why your ex-wife and another one, and another, they just cause so much trouble and drama and chaos. And that was before narcissism became a big thing. And the more you look at a narcissist, they get pleasure out of your hurt, out of your pain. And they're actually they're trying to find some kind of peace. But if they just run to God and get saved, that's where they would find their peace, you know? So the purpose of the red versus blue in your life every day, there's other codes, but a big one that's so obvious you can't deny it is red versus blue, is to push you higher. So let's say a Republican's far right, way far right, no grace for people to mess up. And then you got a Democrat far left who hates the truth, who hates. Remember, before you got saved, you used to be like them. Before you found the truth, which is Jesus, you used to be a hell-bound sinner. Used to be one. Got these bad drivers on the highway, so I'm stalling on my conversation. So the red versus blue reminds you what you used to be and where you're going or where you are. And it also shows you that other person is just like you, but it doesn't mean you have to yoke up with them. And once you get saved, it says, be not unequally yoked together with unbelievers. Because once you get saved, you don't think like them anymore. They're not like you. And so all you can do is go through your routine And if anybody wants to see the truth, hear the truth, know the truth, maybe they'll reach out. But most people don't want to know the truth. They just want to use and abuse and kill, steal, and destroy. And so you have to be really careful who are the fakers, because the religious but lost will come in and try to mimic and talk your talk, but they really don't have it in them. And two motorcycles going down the highway right just now. Very rarely do I see that. Anytime you start seeing patterns appear, there's a reason. Because the outside is... I just saw a Young Life sticker, you know. The reason the outside and the inside are connected is because everything's connected, because there's a holographic fractal reality. And I hadn't got to there yet. But the reason you need to meditate on the red versus blue is, what can you learn from it? When you're facing off with another person, you're looking at a different version of yourself. God went to the cross for everybody. God shed his blood for everybody. Jesus, the image of the Godhead bodily. So if you don't believe that Jesus is God, then you're not even on the first step, you know. I wouldn't worry about the code. The first thing I would do is get the doctrines of the faith settled, and then I'd worry about the code. Faith alone and Jesus alone. Receive Christ. They said, have you received the Holy Spirit? They said, what are you talking about? And they got baptized in the Spirit. They get received the Holy Spirit. And so there's a lot of... So right here and at the drive-thru over here, the restaurant, there's nobody in the drive-thru, but I'm at a stoplight. And so let's see. We'll see what happens in the next 5 minutes. I mean, 3 minutes sitting at this stoplight. So there's another car that gets in line. Another car gets in line. That's two cars. It was no cars. Now it's two. So you can look for patterns. The universe is your university. And the reason that the gurus know more than you is because they look at the universe and how the patterns... That's three cars now in front of you. You look at the universe and how all the patterns are playing out, and you find a common denominator and you decode this reality. It's going to take you a long time. The narcissist Jezebel psychopath, they're decoding human behavior from a child, how to manipulate and get over on people. You're trying to decode how to survive down here without hurting people. They hate their enemy. They hate everybody. I mean, they hate you. They hate their friends even, and they hate their enemy, frenemies, you know. But instead of loving your enemy, they don't know how to do it. So the red versus blue teaches you how to love your enemy, because your enemy actually wants the same thing you want deep down. They just won't go to work, go home, eat, sleep. Now, some of the enemy is evil, and they want to hurt other people because they're hurt. Hurt people hurt people. Abused people abuse people. So if somebody's abusing you, and I saw it recently, the reason they're trying to abuse you because they've been abused, and they think that's normal. They want to get revenge on somebody because they don't know what it means to live in peace. So the red versus blue, I think I beat it with a dead horse on my website. There's a lot of audio about that. I beat it with a dead horse. All right. I mean, I beat a dead horse with a stick enough, you know. I beat a dead horse with a stick enough. So the red versus blue allows you to look at the other person, have compassion, have empathy, love your neighbors yourself. Because you're really, even if it's an enemy, they're pushing you higher. Even if it's a narcissist, Jezebel, she's pushing you higher. No matter who you're facing off with, they're pushing you higher. They're teaching you patience. They're teaching you love your enemy. They're teaching you to understand where other people are coming from, because there's nothing new. There's nothing new under the sun. So you already know what they're thinking, even though they think they're slick and they're getting over and all that stuff. You already know.
You already know.
Because you've either seen it in childhood, your mom, your dad, your sister, cousin, brother, neighbor, ex-wife, in-laws, outlaws. You've already seen the game being played, so you already know the game. When your narcissistic wife is playing stupid games, you know she's probably cheating because she's trying to make you get you mad and get you angry so she can blame you for her leaving, right? And the reason that she's doing that, because she's all worried about her outward show, because you called her out on her outward show narcissism from the get-go, and she knows you can see through her, and she can't lie to you, so she has to leave and run and hide and scream and yell and holler and try to flip reality back on you, because she don't want to be held accountable. Easy button. Anybody who doesn't want to be held accountable, they're going to flip it around, go crazy, blame you, and throw a fit. And because they're doing wrong, so they have to project it onto somebody else. If the police catches somebody, I didn't do it, they did it. That's just the same thing. You put somebody who's not understanding source code, sorry, I had a water bottle tip over and leak into the car, so I had to dump the water bottle. Anyway, so they know the human nature can be complex and put on a bunch of faces and all that, but it goes back to simple, basic reality. You know, if somebody says, well, you're doing this, well, here, log into the account. I ain't doing nothing. Here. Here's my phone. You can have my phone. Here's all the passcodes. They have to project something onto you because they're doing it, right? And also, back to what I was saying, if you're saved and you're down here in the 3D, red versus blue, you're actually above. So the red would represent the blood in the vertical plane. So you're covered by the blood. So the red versus blue in the horizontal is one thing, but the red versus blue above. So the blue is represents law in the vertical. And those that are still in sin, in the 3D nature, the flesh mind, they're under law, under the blue letter sky. So, but you're saved, you're seated in the heavenlies in Christ, you're above the law, you're covered by the blood, which is the red. So the vertical part of the red versus blue is you're covered by the blood, and those that are in the flesh are under law, so they put everybody else under law because they're under law. That's why narcissists, Jezebel, they all act the same way, because they're all under the same law. And the saved people who stepped into the spirit walk, they're under grace, so they give grace. You only give what you are. So a saved person will give grace. An unsaved person will put you under law and guilt and shame and condemnation. That's why all the corporations are what they are. They want to put people under guilt, shame, condemnation to keep them under law. Because it's a system of law. Because the flesh is nothing but sin and death and law. I hope that helps somebody. I haven't really completed all of it, but I gotta eat my breakfast, you know.